4, HKX, mobile.
KFW mobile.
Ken, hope your day went better than it started.
Work started out exactly the same way as it started this morning.
Good, ever making you late getting home.
I'm all blocked up, so I said, well, I'll go down this side road here, and went down the side road. It's like, why is this all blocked up? Well, then I saw there was a wreck there because everybody was trying to take a left. So I took a right, and it's like, well, you ain't never going to get on the interstate because at that point it was 5 lanes wide and only one was getting through. And I had to just do a bunch of backtracking.
But hopefully you make it home soon. And the fact that you're still moving says a lot.
Here on the north side of Greer over here by Highway 80.
Further to go then, but you'll have to deal with the wonderful red light there off of Wade Hampton to 290.
It's terrible on a good day.
About now, it's getting really busy.
Somebody should have rethought all this traffic before they decided about all these subdivisions.
No, we're not, but you can cut across Memorial and come down that way.
Sometimes I'll cut down here to the four-way stop and then take a left and it comes out there at that little beach shed, but the problem is it's all blocked up from people trying to take a left.
Would learn how to go with the flow of traffic and use those lights in your advantage, you'd be much better off.
Right about that. It's like that little cut-through street. I went up it and I was going to take a right, and then these people are, you know, it's 4 lanes and a turning lane, and you want to take a left and with no red light.
This is in my route that I intentionally drive around so that I don't have to do that. Traffic, has your day been okay?
Hey, today wasn't bad at all.
I got done a little bit early. I've already switched vehicles, so coming up here on not quite to the cliffs yet.
About to get to the black hole.
4 miles, but it won't be long.
FW. Yeah, I guess it was just this morning, was just a truck stalled out in the highway.
At least it wasn't an accident, and hopefully nobody got hurt. I know one of my customers today, I found out that he does a little bit of hot shotting on the weekends. And this weekend, he was up in Kentucky. His truck burnt to the ground, had a short in the dash, and burned it to the ground while he was driving down the road. He had to get out of it in a hurry.
Next night, you're out of town and without a ride.
And burned up everything he had in the truck, along with the cash to purchase what he was going after.
Put on fire quick. He didn't have time to salvage anything.
Went up really quick. He said he smelled it, hunted a place to get out of the road, and got the truck stopped off on the shoulder of the road, got out of the truck, and looked and tried to call 911, and by the time he turned back around, the truck was fully engulfed in flames.
Fuel leak or something.
So, he said it started under the dash, but if it started on the firewall, it could have done the same thing. Heated that dash up and melted the wiring under it, and that's what he smelled, but I don't know. Ain't no telling.
We backed up at 14 all the way back to Copper River.
School must be out.
Got 2 more days and you get some time off.
And I'm looking forward to it.
Sidekick help you do inventory?
Helps me. And like I said, we found a new way last year of doing it and it worked much better. Everything with barcodes together, and then I go through and start my inventory, and then I delete everything out and just go through with a barcode scanner, a wireless barcode scanner, and scanning everything back into inventory.
Bad. Yeah, they tried the scanners out here where we work, but the Wi-Fi just isn't good enough to do it.
It might be now. The new Wi-Fi got better range on it. And that little barcode scanner I got, man, that thing's less than $100 and works great.
1-6 would integrate with our system, you know what I mean, and be able to take it out of inventory right then when you use it and stuff like that.
That's all that. I mean, I don't know what your system is, but the barcode scanner I got, it does all that, puts it in, it'll take it out, scans regular barcodes, scans QR codes, serial numbers, all of it.
FW, but that's pretty good.
For $100, I don't care if I got to buy a new one every year.
I was on the lookout for some, trying to find some cell phones that were intrinsically safe, that didn't cost a fortune, that you could use in certain areas in the plant.
I run across one not long ago. If I can find it again, I'll send you a link to it. But hey, did you ever think about those, check on those radios?
I asked about it. They never did get back with me. Let me find out what we can do.
Well, Ken, I have crossed the state line, so you be careful. Tell Miss Susan we said hello, and I'll talk to you in the morning. KO4, and I'll be making the way down to Michelin in the morning, so I'll be out early. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
Yeah, 7-3. Hey, I heard that the 26 was closed right there at Lake Blaylock. Double check before you go down that way. KN4TFW.
What exit that is?
It's down the hill, I'm pretty sure. Right at the bottom of the hill somewhere's down there.
I know they were working on the bridge there at Lake Bowen, but I don't know where Lake Blaylock is, so I'll have to look it up. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
Sorry, I think I meant Lake Bowen.
It's somewhere over there near where Walt lives, KI4LZI Mobile. That's all I know. Somewhere near where Walt lives.
I'll look it up to see what I can find. Andrew ought to know, too, because he's got to go down through there, I believe. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Good evening. KN4TFW.